JC Corcoran Podcast.
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle, I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces, I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think, what would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling, there's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. 57 days until pitchers and catchers start reporting to Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. Well, by the time you listen to this podcast, the weather forecast may have already changed. I don't know. It's all over the road. You know, again, Dave Murray is posting stuff last night indicating that anybody who is telling you that they know how much snow is going to fall in St. Louis over the course of the next couple of days, probably making it up because it's just too early. Dave likes to say, until these storms get over the top of the Rocky Mountains, because the Rockies rip up a lot of storms that just never end up coming to be, that look like, you know, earlier on that they might be a big deal, and it just ends up not being the case because the mountains just tear them up. And but once these things reform over the Rockies and then start going, then you can tell, translated, we probably won't get a handle on this until tomorrow. You know, it depends on what source you use. For example, remember yesterday I was telling you about these phone apps? Like I like Weather Underground. I think they do a pretty good job. But it's just computers spitting out stuff from computer models. And yesterday they were talking about, 5 to 8 inches? Today, there's no mention of any snowfall accumulation. And that's because there's not any person there. It's just computer data coming out. I mean, 5 to 8 yesterday and today, nothing. And again, as we said yesterday, and largely quoting Dave, this whole thing is going to be about the wind and the wind chills and the cold. And any snow that does fall, you're not going 60 mile an hour winds. It's going to look like a snow globe when you look out your front window. So, you know, we'll have a pretty good idea by this time tomorrow. And in fact, we will be here tomorrow. And then on Thursday, it's our Christmas show. So that's sort of what we know. 60 mile an hour winds. Get out of here. Speaking of weather, there was a flight we took once. Let's see, what year would this have been? Maybe 88 sounds right. 88, Major League Baseball All-Star Game was in Cincinnati. And we decided to just go there because back in those days, you could tell the radio station, hey, we want to broadcast from Cincinnati. And they'd say, okay. So we went, and we went flying in on a Saturday night for some odd reason. I think we'd get in like, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night. And that that landing in Cincinnati was the most violent. Now, keep in mind, between 1985 and 1999, I went to Los Angeles 175 times and New York 225 times. So well over 400 flights in about a 14-year period. There were a lot of weekends there. There were a lot of weekends in L.A. and New York. And one year, I went 33 times. There's only 52. So I was what they like to call an experienced flyer. At one point, I had something like quarter million frequent flyer miles on TWA. So I'd been on a lot of takeoffs and a lot of landings. This thing going into Cincinnati, never again. Never again. I came in a thunderstorm. That's all I can tell you. And I was not sure that that plane wasn't going to go down. So the other day, there's a flight out of Phoenix going to Hawaii. Nothing but good news, right? People going to Hawaii for some sort of vacation, even if it's business, it's still friggin' Hawaii, right? Plane starts shaking violently. For some reason, people are sitting in their seats without seatbelts on. I'll tell you, unless I'm getting up to take a leak, that seatbelt is on, but not on this flight, and so people got tossed around. 36 injuries, and many of the people were in serious condition. Yeah, here it is right here. Oh, they took it away. All right, it was just a teaser. Oh, and we had a 6.4 earthquake in Northern California. 6.4. Little town called Ferndale. Here is the network talking about the big storm this weekend.
Snow and dangerously low temperatures are going to affect much of the U.S. For more on all of it, meteorologist Stephanie Abrams with our partners at the Weather Channel is tracking the storm, and she joins us live. Steph, good morning. What do travelers need to know?
That's Tony DeCoppo. He's married to Katie Turr on NBC.
We do have snow through the entire northern tier, 1 to 2 feet here into the Great Lakes, and it's not just the snow, but the wind. We could see 40, 50, even 60 mile an hour winds, so you could see blizzard conditions. I'm telling you, it's going to be absolute chaos for those that are trying to fly or drive any sort of travel here for a Friday and Saturday. But even when the weather moves out, look at the winds on Saturday, still 40, 50 miles an hour. That is also going to take down our temperatures. Look at that, 47 below here under Rapid City. That cold air spreads south. We're talking single digit wind chills on Friday. Saturday, it's along the East Coast when we get those single digit wind chills. Now, Tony, I hate to be the bearer of bad
17
news.
Below wind chill factor this weekend in St. Louis.
Stephanie will be back when there's better weather.
Yeah. Nice boob job, Stephanie, by the way. Whoever did that did a nice job. Let's go over to Kent, see what he's got.
Record 2 hours, 53 minutes.
That's Pertzborn. Hold on.
In Rolla, here we go. And the winds are even calm in most cases this morning. But that wind is going to become an issue by later this week. Tomorrow looks decent, too. Then tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, we start to see this stuff approaching from the west. Now, keep in mind, temperatures in the morning on Friday are not going to be, probably not going to be below freezing very early in the morning. So this could start off as a little bit of rain and then change over to snow or a wintry mix and then snow. Certainly in the afternoon hours, we expect that it will all be snow. Rain or ice may cut into the snowfall totals in the southeastern part of the viewing area a little bit, but you can see a lot of this moves out. Now, this is one model's resolution of what is going to happen. Every model is a little bit different on the timing and the amounts and where the heavier snow is. But I would say 1 to 3 is going to be pretty common.
Hey, back to the plane for just a minute. If you are going to be flying, somebody finally got around to talking about airline etiquette online. For example, you know, just things that you'd think that everybody would know, but they don't seem to. So in other words, like should people in middle seats get both armrests? Only 19% of people answered that question yes. 73% said equal access. 8% said less. That's messed up. You know, if you're on the aisle, you've got an armrest. If you are on the window, you've got an armrest. if you're in the center seat, should get one of the two. I mean, that seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Should the person in the window seat have total control over the window shade? 45% said yes. 55% said no. Is it okay to ask a stranger to switch seats so you can sit with somebody? 7% said never acceptable. 11% said it's okay. And everyone else thinks it depends. If you were traveling alone, would you agree to switch seats? Around 80% of us would, as long as the new seat was at least as good as the one we were sitting in. 23% would even do it if the new seat was worse. Well, you know, two people are flying together. You sort of want them to sit together. I know it's not your problem, but, you know, it's also not the end of the world if you don't sit together. I don't usually do a lot of talking on airline flights. The first thing I do is go to sleep. And I know some people, like my wife, she can't sleep on a plane. And I'm like, I've done some of my best sleeping in my life. All those trips I used to take to New York and LA, I was just talking about. A lot of times I would wake up from the sound of them cleaning up the food service. You know, it was back in the days when you actually had plates and knives and forks and things like that. Especially in first class, which is where I usually flew because I had so many frequent flyer miles. And I would wake up because the sound of the plates and the silverware being collected was would wake me up. And then the flight attendants would come running over and go, well, can we get you something? We have some. We have a chicken dinner left. And, yeah, okay. And I would be the last one eating. But I also understand not everybody can do that. Like I said, Angela Huddy on Fox 2 has us in the 2 to 4
of inch. Rain to kind of begin with about 2 inches, 2-3 inches for much of the area expected. A little more farther to the north and to the northwest. Farther to the south and southeast, those numbers are a little bit lower.
Yeah. Well, watch, all these numbers are going to change tomorrow. Anyhow, where are we traveling on? Oh, how much do you want to talk to the strangers next to you on a plane? 11% don't want to talk at all. Most people think a little bit's okay, but keep it to a minimum. And 4% of us hope the person talks our ear off the whole flight. All right, that one I don't get. You got to bring a pair of headphones. You always have to bring a pair of headphones. Because if you get somebody who's chatty, you can always say, you know, I have to listen to this thing for work. I'm sorry, what's that? And if they, you know, tap you like they want to talk to you, you pull the headphones off, and then you look at them and you go, what? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But it's fun to think. I imagine we're here tomorrow, and one of the things we'll have is the review of the new movie. We've been running a lot of commercials for Babylon. New movie's called Babylon. Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie and a bunch of other people. And this thing is a difficult one to describe, a very difficult one to describe, but we'll try our best to do it. Seeing the Whitney Houston movie tonight. And if I can squeeze that in tomorrow, I will also do that. January 6th committee, pretty good show yesterday afternoon. A lot of the Republicans being interviewed in the halls of Congress yesterday, and almost to a man, they were saying, well, it's one-sided, you know, it's all Democrats. Well, it's not. It's mostly Democrats, two Republicans. But almost everybody who testified, almost everyone was a Republican and a member of either the cabinet or Donald Trump's inner circle. So when people try to tell you that it's, you know, that it was partisan, it's like, well, maybe the panel was, but the people commenting, that wasn't partisan. It's just so fascinating to see Mike Pence, who they were trying to hang on January 6th, do a little dance around this whole thing. And not to be vulgar, not that that's ever stopped me before, but not to be vulgar, there was a thing online yesterday. Now, I'm fairly familiar with the female anatomy, okay? I was a bachelor for a long time. I had many, many women pass through my existence. I'm not bragging. I'm trying to make a point here. I have 3 daughters. I've also had 2 wives. All of my best friends have always been women. Always, even going back to high school and college, I wanted to hang out with the girls. That's still the case today. And I have a couple of women who I've known for years and years and years. And especially if you get a gallon or so of wine into them, you get a couple of drinks into them, and they start talking. And they forget that you're a guy, or maybe they just don't care. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just one of those people that, I don't know. Sometimes you run into people who are easy to talk to, you know, and the alcohol helps. The point I'm trying to make here is I think I know what's going on for the most part, at least as well as any male could. I just think there's some things that I don't care who you are. If you're a guy, you're just not going to get it. But this whole thing comes down to the sideline reporter for the Oklahoma City Thunder, the NBA team. So they got a sideline chick there, and she's getting ready to go on. The video shows her standing there waiting for her cue to begin talking. She's a lovely-looking woman, and she is wearing a very, very tight white top. It's very tight. Now, somebody said to the mascot, sneak up behind her, don't let her know that you're there, and at some point she's going to see you and she's going to totally flip, which is exactly what happened. And the video is really funny because the mascot sneaks up behind her and she's getting ready to go on. She's just sitting there, you know, with this sort of, I'm waiting, and all of a sudden she just sort of senses the presence of something, and she looks over to one side, sees this thing, and just jumps out of her skin, and everybody starts laughing, and everybody has a good laugh at the whole thing, and then the camera goes back on her, and she gets back on her spot and gets ready to go and do her live shot. But now, as she's standing there, like 30 seconds later, it becomes very, very, you can't not notice it. Her nipples are like rock hard, protruding from this white top. You can't possibly miss it. And it occurs to me, I've never heard of this condition before. I've never heard of this reaction. I know that cold obviously would cause them to do that. Sexual excitement, depending on the girl, sometimes can produce that result. But not fear. Or I guess not fear, but having been scared. Physiologically, what is happening there, and how come I never knew about it? If anybody has the answer to that, I'm available, as you know. JC@JCOnTheLine.com. That's the email, or Facebook, the showgram with JC Corcoran. There was a girl that I knew when I was a young man in Omaha. I think it was like 29, maybe. And there was this girl I knew named Jill. Jill. She looked like Leif Garrett. If I ever showed you a picture of her, she looks exactly like Leif Garrett, except with longer hair. And pretty, or not masculine at all, but she just looks like Leif Garrett's sister, all right? And very boobular. And this girl, again, this is, 42 years ago. So I think the statute of limitations runs out in any wrongdoing on my part. And also, it was a different era. Anyhow, to make a long story short, that's possible at this point. She had a boyfriend, but she was playing with me. But she didn't let me do too much. But one of the things she did let me do, I had a really, really good camera, and she let me take pictures of her, particularly topless photos, or erotically topless, you know, where nothing was really showing. And she sort of got off on that. So I'm just thinking the whole time, maybe if this goes on long enough, something will happen. And it never really did. We never really got past that phase. But she'd come over to my apartment, and one thing would lead to another, and the next thing you know, her shirt is off. You know, we're two consenting adults. We can do that if we want. But what she used to do, she'd say, wait a minute. And then she would run out on my balcony with her shirt off in the cold Omaha winter air, and then come running back inside and say, okay, now. And she seemed to know that when her boobs got very, very cold, they contracted, became a little bit more firm, and became a little more nippular. And what was fascinating to me about that is that she knew that, which probably means she had done it before. So again, all of that makes sense. You know that parts of the human body will contract under certain conditions. It's like the Seinfeld episode where George is like, you know, I was swimming all morning. But not having been scared, that's a new one on me. And this chick, this sideline reporter of the Oklahoma City Thunder, she's become a sensation, let's put it that way. Oh, I almost forgot to do this. I'm reading this statement from the National Weather Service. I'm going to read it sort of in reverse. Listen to this forecast. Urgent winter weather message, National Weather Service. Winter storm warning in effect through 6 a.m. Tuesday. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Heavy snow, blowing snow, blizzard conditions possible. Additional accumulations of up to 8 inches. Winds gusting up to 120 miles an hour. The forecast for the mountains of Honolulu, Hawaii. All right, I'm having trouble getting my head around that one. They have that famous observatory in Hawaii, and it's way, way up in the mountains. When we did our live shows from Hawaii in, what was it, like 88 or 89, we were supposed to go up there, and I really wanted to go up there, but I got delayed with some stupid stuff and was not able to make it. I become sick to my stomach thinking about that I missed that opportunity. This came in on my Facebook. Dear JC, my prose is not as good as yours, but I wanted to tell you that you hold a very special place in my memories. My father worked a lot, and like a lot of men his age, left the kids to my mom. I barely thought he noticed me. But one day, he came home and asked if I'd heard that new guy on in the mornings. He said with my sense of humor and general outlook, I would love him. This was only one of a few times he ever indicated that he did notice me and actually knew me. Needless to say, that guy was you, and I listened for years. He died young, but this memory comes back once in a while when I see your posts. I feel as though I owe you a thanks for that. Lisa, it's the sweetest thing anybody's ever sent me. And sort of sad at the same time, but, you know, you think about anybody losing their father at an early age, but what a memory, and that's just like the sweetest thing ever. Thank you. Blues have a 4-game winning streak. There are rumors flying around from credible news sources, sports news sources, that say the Toronto Maple Leafs might be coming after Blues captain Ryan O'Reilly. There are others who have already posted this as completely bogus, but this is what they're saying. As I mentioned, tomorrow we do the review of Babylon with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. St. Louis Film Critics Association has issued its best picks of the year. This is an organization I used to belong to. I just don't anymore. Best Supporting Actress, Carrie Condon for The Banshees, Evin Asheran. Best Supporting Actor, Ki-Hoo Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Actress, Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Actor, Brendan Fraser, The Whale. Best Director, Sarah Polley, Women Talking. Best Film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Also releasing its end of the year stats, Pornhub. And this time they looked at the top kink each state searched for more than other states this year. These are the ones I can actually say without people just going, oh, for God's sakes, no. The most PG kinks, shower porn in Arizona, cartoon porn in Nevada, anime in Maine and Oklahoma, panties in Texas, dirty talk in Illinois, the word rub in Nebraska, and massage in Missouri. Several states keyed in on specific races or demographics. California's top search, Asian. New Mexico's Latina. New York, Dominican. Searches for black porn were big across the South, but also in North Dakota, West Virginia, trans, Utah, Mormon porn. A few other racy ones here. Wyoming, big booty. Hawaii, amateur wife. Minnesota, sex toy. Washington, flashlight. It's not the kind you use when you're looking for a raccoon in your garden in the middle of the night. Montana, leather. Kentucky, stepmom. Delaware, MILF. South California, GILF. That's like MILF, but grandma's. In South Carolina, furry. In Oregon, goth. In Colorado, smoking porn. In Virginia, breast expansion. In Alaska, which is the cartoon porn where boobs get bigger. And porn music videos in Ohio. Guys are into some weird shit. God. Oh, this one. A guy shared an email that his mom sends him and his siblings every year outlining the itinerary for the holidays. You want to talk about detailed. I was married to somebody like this for a while where it's like you go on vacation and you think you're going to relax on the beach. And then you find out, it's like, well, we got to get up at 4:30 because you got to catch that tram that takes you to the boat, that takes you to the bus, that takes you to the other boat, because the second boat's no good. It says online, you got to catch the first boat. And you're like, holy crap, we're not even there. And I'm already tired. I'm exhausted. Anyhow, so again, this is the mom sending the email of the itinerary out to all the kids. All right, here we go. Sunday the 18th, arrivals. There will be puffed popcorn, Chex Mix, and various candies available for grazing throughout the day to include jelly beans and peanut M&Ms. Wednesday, brewery for a late lunch or dinner out. Grandma could babysit or cocktails. Otherwise, dinner at home, grilled bourbon glazed pork tenderloin with accompaniments. Thursday, evening out, dress up. Travel to the restaurant, chicken parmesan dinner or ribs. I need your input. Cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Is there any interest in bourbon tasting? For Christmas Day, Mom wants to know if everybody wants to try butter board. Also, what kind of bread should go with it? She also wants to know what kind of potatoes should go with the beef dinner, mashed or twice baked, and what kind of cheesecake everybody wants. The options are Snickers, raspberry, and blueberry. The post went viral. Some people said they also have a person in their lives who over plans over the holidays, and others would like to be invited. Yeah, you say that until you'd actually be there. Now, we're looking at absurdly cold weather here over the next couple of days that will kick in, not today, but soon. And it brings up the issue of different ways to defrost your windshield. The one you shouldn't try involves pouring boiling water into a plastic bag. You mix boiling water with cold water so it's not too hot, then put the plastic bag and drag it along the outside of your windshield to melt the ice. Well, it works, but there's an obvious burn risk, and even if you do it right, it can cause tiny cracks in your windshield, so the next time it freezes, it'll probably shatter. So these ones are safer and easier. Number one, park your car so it's facing east. Gives you the most sun exposure as early as possible, so the ice should melt a little, or at least be a little easier to scrape off. And then there's the sun visor hack. When you warm up your car and crank the defrost, pull both sun visors down because it traps the warm air near your windshield and should make the ice melt faster. These lists are always bad. They're always bad. They talk about the best Christmas movies, and they always leave out The Christmas Chronicles, which stars Kurt Russell, an appearance by Little Steven, a couple of kid actors who are really, really good, and it's made by the same people who made Home Alone. And it's terrific. It's terrific. I put it right on par. I mean, there's never going to be another Home Alone, okay? A movie like that comes by once every two or three generations. But it's really, really good. The Christmas Chronicles. Did you know there's 9 swear words in Home Alone? A Christmas Story has 11. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, 23. Love Actually, 36. Trading Places, 37. Black Christmas, 39. Just Friends has 46 swear words. Die Hard, 77. Better Watch Out, 82. The Ref, 86. And Bad Santa, 255 cursings, most of them having to do with anal sex. And then there is Santa Claus, Indiana, which is home to about 2,500 people. But nobody seems to know how it got the name. They started asking around, like, welcome to Santa Claus, how you doing? Santa Claus Cleaners, open 9 to 5. Why do they call it Santa Claus? We don't know. That's why you have to have historians. You gotta have sort of quirky locals.
You know, some old guy who's been around and remembers everything.
And if you can sing and play the guitar, I mean, look at Collinsville, Illinois, for example.
Now, I think we can say, ladies and gentlemen, here in Collinsville, Illinois, it's the Ketchup Bottle Song. Guys, take it away.
We all stood around and looked up in the sky at the mighty ketchup bottle and all exclaimed, oh my. The tower that we looked at was so mighty grand, the greatest ketchup bottle ever seen throughout the land.
Hey!
Back in 49, they took a load of steel and made from it a bottle that looked so mighty real. When you look in your icebox, you'd really be at loss to tell the giant bottle from the one that held the sauce.
Hey!
Oh, we all stood around and looked up in the sky at the mighty ketchup bottle, and we all exclaimed, oh my. The tower that you looked at was so mighty grand, the greatest ketchup bottle ever seen throughout the land. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that man is a great American and a good historian. Trying to teach kids anything, for example, you put it in a song or a rhyme or a rap, and the kids will pick up on it right away. It's better than just like reading out of a history book. Now, tell that guy from Collinsville with the guitar to write some songs about the War of 1812. All right? Now, a reminder that we'll be here tomorrow. That'll be our last live show of 2022. Thursday, you will hear a super produced Whiz Bang Christmas special with all your favorite songs, parody, comedy stuff, goofy stuff, and I suspect we will run quite long on Thursday's podcast, probably double the usual length of 30 minutes. As always, you can follow me on Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Email me, jc@jconline.com. We're almost there. And by tomorrow morning, we should have a lot better idea about just to be exact. We already know it's going to be bad. We know, we're going to find out how bad. The snow totals will roll into focus a little better than what we have today. But, you know, there you go. You started asking Dave at Thanksgiving if we're going to have a white Christmas. And now we're going to have one, so shut up. And with that, the JC Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022 is in the can. Only 57 days. You know, I'm going to go right on the way to Costco today and go right past that white past. Going to go right past, I'm thinking white Christmas. I'm going to go right past that beautiful Phillies training camp, which is right down the street here. I also go past the one for the Toronto Blue Jays, and then the Yankees have one here too. All within just a couple of minutes of where I'm sitting right now. 57 days is actually going to be players running around on those fields. All right, have yourself a great day. Prepare, okay? I know you got lots of other preparation to do for Christmas, but be prepared for this whole weather situation. It's not like, you know, you're going to be snowed in with 10 feet of snow like Buffalo, New York, but, well, you know what, but. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.